Former Mayor Thomas D'Alessandro III, locally known as Young Tommy because he was the son of former Mayor Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., passed away Sunday from complications of a stroke at 90. WYPR Senior News Analyst Emeritus Frazier Smith returned to our studios today to join News Director Joel McCord to talk about Young Tommy.
Frazier, first of all, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Now, let me set this up real quickly. Young Tommy, the older brother of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, followed Theodore McKeldin into the mayor's office in 1967 and served one term. It was a tumultuous time in the city's history. You got to Baltimore after that, but you told me Young Tommy's reputation in City Hall was unavoidable. Tell me about that.
Well, it absolutely was. I mean, he was a lovely person, and he loved to tell stories, and you know, he had a record that people admired, and he was pretty brave.
When you say he was pretty brave, in what regard?
Well, you know, I found it interesting that Nancy Pelosi talked about how courageous he was putting black people in positions of importance, and you know, putting them in jobs that were foreclosed to them until then. And it wasn't necessarily what the clubs and the political clubs in Baltimore wanted to do or endorse, nor one might say the city's population in general. I mean, we didn't have an easy time of it getting through school desegregation, for example. And he was the leader through that whole period.
Now, you interviewed Young Tommy for your book on William Donald Schaefer. And Schaefer was city council president when Young Tommy was mayor. Tell me about that conversation.
Well, they were allies, obviously, and they were together on political issues of importance to the city. And Schaefer said that he was very close to him. And when I talked to Tommy, he said, and this would be somewhat typical of the kind of conversations you would have with him. And he said, yes, Don Schaefer and I were close. In fact, if I told him that I was going over and that he needed to come with me and we were going to the USF&G building and we were going to jump off at 10 in the morning, he'd be there.
That sounds like the kind of story that I've heard Young Tommy was good at telling. It was a bit of a raconteur, right?
Oh, he was. He loved telling stories, and a lot of us, including me, had hoped to get him on tape, and he was really never quite up for that. But he was one of the stories he's talking to reporters, and they're saying, pointing to or referencing this gentleman that's sitting at a totally empty desk in the rotunda of City Hall with nothing there but a phone. And people say, knowing how political jobs were doled out, they said, Mayor, what does this fellow do? What's his job? And D'Alessandro said, well, he's to sit there, and if the dome begins to fall, he's to call me immediately.
So the mayor with a sense of humor as well.
Absolutely. I mean, he definitely was.
All right, Frazier, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you, Joel.